Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code?
92806.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name, please?
Demos. D-E-M-O-S.
Have you placed an order for something?
No. I've got a charge for something from you people, and I don't know what it is because I didn't order it.
May I have your first name, please, Ms. Dumas?
May 9th, 1929.
Your first name. Thank you.
Yes. A-U-I-E.
Okay, thank you. May I have your shipping address? I see an order in your name.
224 North Royal Place.
And what's that city and state? What is the city and state?
Anaheim, California.
Okay. So I see here that you have ordered the meal planning app. It looks like you were trying to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner on March 1st. You ordered the Bites Hub app. This app helps you plan healthier meals.
Didn't order that. I didn't order it. I don't know what that is. I don't do that much cooking anymore.
Were you trying to win a vacuum cleaner or taking a survey?
Well, I did that, but I canceled it because they gave me a price there and then they charged me for the vacuum on top of it. So I canceled it and I canceled my credit card, the one that this is on, also.
Okay, so the order is still valid. It wasn't canceled. Did you call back in here and cancel it? Did they give you a cancellation number?
No.
Didn't know you did it.
I don't know where I wrote it down somewhere, but I don't have it for this one. The other one, yeah, because I thought that was ridiculous. There was $120 they charged me.
Well, no, this charge was $59.89. I'm not sure about the $120. That's not associated with this order.
Well, I'm canceling it because I didn't receive it. I don't want it.
It was emailed to you at at your SBC Global email address.
Juliet Demas at
It was emailed to Juliet Demas at sbcglobal.net.
Well, maybe somebody emailed me something. I don't know. I haven't checked it in a couple of days, but if I had received it, I would have canceled it because I don't want it. I don't even know how you got my name.
So it was associated with the Dyson vacuum cleaner that you were trying to win. So what we can do at this point, you've had access to it for a couple of weeks. So the company would allow me to go ahead and close the account and give you half of the money back.
I want the full amount because I didn't order this. I may have tried to win a vacuum cleaner, but I sure as hell didn't buy this.
So you must have clicked on it by mistake, but it's associated with the vacuum.
No.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't win the vacuum, I assume. Because I didn't get anything back, and I did not order this.
Okay, so that is what happened. So as a courtesy, what we will do is go ahead and we can give you the refund minus $5 setup fee. So I can credit your account $54.89.
It'll be $54.89.
Yes, ma'am, and that will go back to your card in 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5. Business days. And what's your name?
It's Zandra.
Zandra. Okay. And today? It's March. Today is the 11th. Today is the 15th, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I will send in the, just a minute, what? Thank you, that's what. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. And again, like I said, you'll see that refund in 3 to 5 business days back to your Visa, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.